Naked and Afraid, Exodus Style, based on Exodus chapter 16, verses 2 to 15. I have a confession to make. As one who often speaks against reality television for the harmful ways it can encourage people to be intentionally mean to one another, I found myself trapped by the tentacles of the reality program Naked and Afraid. Now, before your eyebrows go too far into your forehead, let me explain. Naked and Afraid is rather like an exotic version of going on an African safari or an Amazon riverboat cruise, only with no clothes, no food, no shelter, and no liquid refreshments to help whittle away the hot afternoon. I should point out here that movie magic has smudged out anything controversial, so no matter how many times you clean your television screen, you're not going to see anything you shouldn't be seeing on early evening television programming. Given a cooking pot, a knife, some fishing line, and a map, contestants are challenged to figure out how to build a shelter, start a fire, find fresh water, deal with the critters that live there, find something to eat, and manage to survive the length of their stay. Some people adapt to the challenge, and some people don't. We join Moses and the chosen people several days into their Exodus-style Naked and Afraid challenge, and right off the bat, we're back to the complaining. If you recall, last week, as the people stood at the edge of the Red Sea with the Egyptian army sweeping towards them, there was much weeping and wailing and finger-pointing. By the end of the day, the chosen people had made their way safely to the other side. The Egyptian army had been destroyed, and the people had praised Yahweh for their deliverance from the edge of destruction, pledging their eternal devotion. But it seems eternity was a short-lived experience. The desert was hot. Supplies quickly ran out or spoiled. Feet became calloused and cut. Fresh water had to be rationed, and walking for miles made muscles sore. Soon, a similar grumbling began for a second time, and it would not be the last time. Verse 2 and 3 says, "In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, 'If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There, at least, we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into the desert to starve this entire assembly to death.'" What is curious is that this word grumbling appears 7 times in this one reading alone. 7 times. The people were really grumbling, loudly, repeatedly, and as the ancient Hebrew implies, obstinately. Now just think about how one might grumble obstinately. This was a difficult place for Moses to be in. The crowd was not just unhappy. They were on the verge of revolt. And yet again, this is not the only time in this story, as we shall see in the coming weeks. Moses knew he had to change the tone quickly, or the entire plan would fail miserably before the chosen people ever touched foot in the promised land. Moses pleaded with Yahweh for help, for some relief of the tense situation in the barren desert. He prayed for food, and Yahweh agreed. But there was a string attached. They must gather the food how and when Yahweh said. You see, it was a test. It was a test of the Israelites' loyalty. It was a test of their respect for Yahweh's authority. Moses recognized it, but would the chosen people get it? Manna appeared with the morning frost. Flocks of quail gathered in the evening shade. But it was a hard sell. "Is this manna organic? Have the quail been grain-fed? Has this manna been packed in a non-GMO facility? Do you know if there's been any pesticides sprayed in this part of the desert recently?" Moses pleaded with the people, Yahweh has heard your cries. He has brought you food, but you must follow his instructions. Do not grumble at Yahweh. Do not forget he is the great I Am. He is capable of all things, impossible things, and yes, even leading us out of this desert. But do not dismiss him. Do not disrespect him. Listen to his commands. Follow his ways. And people, stop your grumbling. Faith can be a fickle friend to some and a faithful companion to others. The people needed to trust Yahweh. The people needed to learn to respect the authority of Yahweh. The people needed to be flexible and adapt to the place that they now found themselves. The people needed to put some effort into making this new situation work. The people needed to appreciate the blessings they had received so far. My friends, these last few months have felt much like our own wilderness experience. And it's been hard sometimes not to grumble and complain about everything from lineups at the grocery store to having some unholy conversations with our personal computers. But let's not forget, we are the chosen people. We need to trust God and believe that he is making a way through this wilderness. We need to respect that the authority of God is greater than the fear of a virus. We need to be flexible and adapt to these new places in our head and in our heart and in our sanctuary and in our community, these new places where we find ourselves. We need to put some effort into making these new situations work. And we need to appreciate the blessings that we have received so far. The contestants who survived the challenges of Naked and Afraid did so because they pitched in. They pulled their weight. They tried new things and even new foods like grasshoppers and grubs. They didn't give up. They encouraged others. They shared and they didn't complain. Today's lesson reminds us that God's steadfastness is not just in the bold and dangerous moments of life, but in the everyday longings and the lingering silences that fill the rooms of our homes and our hearts as the days melt one into the next. And however long this wilderness time lingers, and whatever limitations or worrisome moments may present themselves, God is with us and truly is in charge of the situation. He doesn't expect us to eat grasshoppers. He doesn't expect us to fight off wild animals, but he expects us to stay flexible and adapt as the world changes. He expects us to put in some effort into the whole enterprise, to do our part and to make things work. He expects us to look for and to recognize the blessings that he has provided. So put away the map, because we're in this for the long haul. Drink lots of water and wear a sun hat. Stop complaining and don't let your faith become fickle. Amen.